Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go.
This is it. This is it. Coming in strong.
Evening, dear listener, the Late Night Alternative. I sound tinny in my ears, but you know what? I'm going to assume I sound fat, P-H-A-T, and loud and large to the listeners out there. My name is Ian Lee. I sold some strawberries on a reality television show known simply as I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Who are you?
I am Catherine Boyle. Allow it, rude boy.
There we go. We've got Amy on the phones. It's a phone-in show unlike any other. You can call in about absolutely anything you want, and you will get on the air. It's as simple as that. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. The big news story of the day. I was being all slick there, and I've balls this up. Hang on. The big news story of the day, and there is no story bigger. No story is bigger than this. Hang on, where is it? A mum has blown eight. Have you read this story?
No, go on.
The mum who's an addict.
No.
Have you not read the? Hello. Hello. That's better. A mum has blown £8,000 feeding an addiction. What? To what is she addicted? Catherine Boyle, first guess goes to you.
I'm not going to go for the obvious things.
No.
Booze, drugs, scratchies. I'm going to go for handbags.
Alan, what do you think this mum is addicted to?
Onion crisps.
Oh, it's a good guess. Let's just take some calls straight to air on this. 0344-499-1000. And don't phone in if you've read the story. Otherwise, it's pointless. What? To whom? To what? To what is this mum? Let's give her a name. Lisa Anderson, 44. Lisa Anderson, 44, is addicted to something. To what? Is she addicted? Let's just get your... I'm going to take calls straight to air on this. Catherine, you're...
Could I have another guess?
Yes.
Crumpets.
Mmm.
I love a crumpet.
Why is crumpet... What's the history of the word crumpet, meaning how's your father?
Don't know. Okay. Well, crumpet is a reference to women, isn't it?
A bit of crumpet. Yes, not a woman. Okay. But how is that... it's not crumpet. Alan...
Okay, chocolate.
No.
Some people call them pikelets.
I would never speak about a woman like that. 0344-499-1000. This really is the big news story of the day, and I'm surprised that it hasn't got the coverage. And this is the era we live in now of fake news. Mm. No one wants to talk about this. So everybody is talking about the war. Everyone's talking about Iran. No one's talking about the big news stories. I won't fall for that. Let's go to line... Hang on a second. Line two. What is Lisa Anderson, 44, addicted to?
Big Macs.
It's not Big Macs, although I've got to say, very delicious. Very delicious. Let's go to line three. Line three. What is Lisa Anderson, 44, addicted to? I'm going to tell you what the answer is, Alan and Catherine.
Okay.
Nope.
Milkshakes.
Do your milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard?
It depends on what flavour milkshake it is.
Yeah, some people are lactose intolerant.
A mum has blown £8,000 feeding an addiction to eating talcum powder.
Oh, what? No.
Talcum powder. Talcum powder. As opposed to malcolm powder, which is what my dad's ashes. Oh, I wish I'd made that joke when my dad had been cremated. Malcolm powder. Oh,
we didn't
man.
Know about Lisa then, did we?
Please, dear God. Thank you, Amy. Please, dear God, can we invent a time machine so I can go back to my dad's cremation and do a joke about malcolm powder?
I don't know, it might have been a bit soon.
Oh, I think it'd be funny. I got a lot of laughs when I gave my dad's oogly. Lisa Anderson, 44, sneaks into the bathroom to scoff Johnson's baby powder off the back of her hand. And there's a picture of her, Catherine, with a big pile of it on the back of her hand.
Oh, that's not right.
Every 30 minutes and has emptied one 200-gram bottle a day for 15 years.
Right, let's Catherine. Just think about the impact of that on her guts.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Before anyone thinks...
She's going to do wonderful farts.
I was going to say... powdery ones. Before everyone else thinks, oh, that sounds glamorous, right? Because it does, doesn't it? It sounds gorgeous. That talcum powder dries everything up. So she's going to have like a big clump of that, like putty in her stomach.
There's that lovely gif, isn't there, of a little baby who does a little fart and a big cloud comes out. You've seen that? That's a great gif. But talcum powder, as we know, is cancerous. Well, no, not cancerous. It's not the word.
Carcinogenic.
Thank you. Which means it gives you cancer.
Well, if you put it in the wrong places, yes.
Well, in your gut. The mum of five was recently... And none of the other stations have had the balls to cover this. Oh, Iran. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, new Labour leader. This is the big story. No wonder the British Radio Association gave this show the best... British radio show 2019. We're not going to keep banging on about it because it's 2020 now. That's old news.
Yeah.
But we won the best British radio show 2019.
Thanks
we won
again
it.
To the BRA and Ofcom.
Name a radio show, Alan.
The Late Night Alternative.
Apart from this one.
Okay. Come and have a breakfast on BBC WM.
We beat it. Name another radio show.
The Paul Banks Drive Time Show on BBC WM.
Stop saying shows from there, but
not,
we beat
not
that.
Not as good as us, no.
So give us one more show from another radio station.
Chelsea at Breakfast on BBC Radio Manchester.
We beat them. The mum of five, basically, you name a radio show, we beat it. But the British Radio Association made this show, hashtag TLNA 2.0, and that's really frustrating. You actually have to put in the word point because you can't do a decimal, you can't do a
But actually, it works this year because it's like 20.
Yes.
Sounds like we're being
the mum of five was recently told. And here's the thing: the British Radio Association said the show was nearly perfect, Alan. Nearly perfect. Do you know what they said we could do to make it more perfect?
Better quality of callers.
They said two things. One of them was a better quality of callers. What was the second thing?
I don't know.
Less Catherine. The mum of five. What? Les Catherine. The mum of five, and I'll be working on that. You're right. The mum of five was recently... Amy, could you come in and pick up Catherine's jaw? It's just fallen onto the floor over there. The mum of five was recently... could you get some Savlon as well, just to put on that burn? The mum of five was recently told by doctors she may have PICA syndrome.
Could you get some Piles cream for that...
A compulsion to eat non-food items. Lisa from Paignton, Devon, I'm going to go and open a chemist's in Paignton, Devon, make a fortune, said, "But what's a Devon? I'm from Devonshire. I'm from Devonshire. I do get it's a bit weird, but it just has this nice soapy taste. I remember getting really drawn to its smell. Now I can't do without it." Lisa first developed symptoms of PICA syndrome in 2004, days after giving birth to her fifth child. She says, "Longest I've been without it is 2 days. Worst time of life. Bloody eating it." Lisa says she cannot stomach flavoured talc, just Johnson's.
Flavoured talc?
Original.
What's flavoured talc?
You know, like coconut, cherry, guju berries, that kind of stuff. Alan, anything?
I am shocked. I mean, I've heard of addictions, but this is a new one on me.
Exactly, Alan. I've heard of addictions, but this is a new one on me. 0344 499 1000. This is Britain's best radio show 2019, according to those guys at Bra. Catherine.
My sister ate the remote control.
This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
David says on Twitter, the thing is,
have you ever tried it?
He talks like that, doesn't he, David Babcock?
Thing is, have you ever tried it?
I'm David Babcock, I got my
way stuck in a
Hoover.
I'm David Babcock, I got my way stuck in a Hoover. The thing is, have you ever tried it? Could be the best tasting thing in the world, but we wouldn't know.
Then Ray says, there are those women who like to eat chalk. I used to eat chalk when I was a kid. Mm. Not chalk sticks, but I would rub my finger along the what we used to call the, get ready, PC Brigade, the blackboard. Yes, we called it the blackboard. Nobody was offended then. Nobody died. Now we have to call it the board of colour. What a world we live in. Well, I will continue to call it the blackboard. And I don't care who I offend, because I'm a radio host.
OK, Boomer.
I would... It could be Kate Boomer.
I said, OK, Boomer.
It's a Kate Boomer. I don't...
I'm Kate Boomer.
I used to run my finger along the...
That's the same
crotch
thing,
of the what we call a chalkboard now. The crotch
the
of that.
The crotch of it?
Well, do you know there's like a little shelf?
Yeah, I call it the shelf. Why are you calling it a crotch?
I know!
Is that how you think of your crotch?
I really think...
As a shelf?
I really think something... I think that over Christmas something has happened to me. Maybe like a piano or a safe fell on my head, or maybe I licked electricity. Because my brain is not working...
Did you hit your reset button by accident?
I might have done. I was playing in that area. I used to rub my finger along the crotch of the blackboard. I'd lick it, rub it along this. It was covered like a dib-dab.
Mm. Well, then you're the same as her.
I am the same as her.
It's just quantities that's different.
I am the same as her. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Tim. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Oh, it's Tim!
It is.
Am I allowed to say that I know you?
Yeah, of course.
I know Tim.
Okay.
I know Tim. I've had coffee in Tim's house. I've had coffee in this guy's house, and I've touched an old Spanish warship's beam.
Okay, well, that's a lot of detail. Tim, thanks very much for phoning.
What you got for us, Tim?
I don't really know. I've had a pretty grumpy and down day. I felt a bit defeated by everything, you know?
Well, OK. Well, you've come to the right place. Because do you know what? I started off feeling like that, but then I had a great day. So why don't I rub off onto you?
Could you rub off?
Yes. What happened, man? Do you want to tell us what happened?
I don't think it was anything specific. I went for a meeting with my sponsor this afternoon, who I love.
Yeah.
And it was a good meeting. He was a bit down in the doldrums, actually. He's not been fairly well. And so it's good for him as well, he said. But I ran an idea past him that I've been having recently, and he was a little bit... I probably shouldn't be sharing this. No, I'm not saying anything about anyone, am I?
No, confidentiality has been broken here. Don't worry, I'll keep it. I've got a dump button in case anything comes out.
Oh, I love that button. I felt like he was a bit dismissive of it, and it knocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've kind of managed to build up since that mainly by writing ideas, writing plans for the thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's made me feel a bit better. And I also wrote a gratitude list tonight, which
gratitude list. I went to a meeting today, a new meeting today, because I felt myself sinking. By the way, we're talking 12 steps AA recovery, guys, if you're interested, as I know some of you are. And I was doing a stream this morning and I just felt myself sinking because there's a couple of technical issues, but it wasn't that. I was tired and something wasn't quite right with me. And so I kind of abandoned the stream and I went to a meeting I hadn't been to before. And it was normally I don't like these kind of meetings that are themed, and it was resentments and gratitude. And I went, Tim, man, it was incredible. It was incredible. And I shared, and I did my usual trick of sneaking out at the end, and this woman came and grabbed me and said, no, you're going nowhere. I want to have a chat with about what you shared. That was incredible. And they've invited me to a meeting tomorrow, which I can't make, but I'm going to go and see them next week. And I had I'd forgotten to do that. Here's a simple trick at home, dear listener. Just think now of three things that you're grateful for. And it can be like, I don't know, maybe you won the lottery this week. It can be something big like that. Or it can be the very simple fact that you've got clean sheets on your bed. Or that you've even got a bed to sleep in. Three things that you're grateful for. And I guarantee you, well, I don't guarantee you, but 9 times out of 10 when I do it, if I don't feel better, I certainly feel a little bit more balanced. Catherine?
Part of the rules of the gratitude thing, though, are that you don't add the even though on the end. It's just got to be absolute gratitude.
All right, all three of us are going to do it. I'm going to go first. Right. So the three things I'm grateful for today. I got to speak to my kids on the phone and they made me laugh. So that's one thing. Second thing is I've had this sore throat and it doesn't feel quite as bad this evening. Third thing is I'm sat opposite my best mate and I'm getting paid to sit opposite her. Tim, you have a go.
I will have a go.
Go on.
My first one is that my daughter sent me a lovely video this morning, a video message.
Lovely.
Saying how much they love me and that they're counting down the sleeps till my birthday, which I love.
There we go.
The second is that I had a good meeting tonight and it turned things around a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third thing, I think I'm just going to go as broad as nature.
There we go.
I enjoyed being outside today.
Beautiful. Catherine, those are great. Catherine?
Okay. This morning, I was tired, but I went to the gym.
Nice.
And then I came home and I did loads of work. Boom. And third, my cat can high five.
There we go. Catherine has trained her cat to high five. Now, it sounds great. She uses a hot plate and electricals on her genital.
I do not.
But it does look amazing.
It does. Unfortunately, she knows that's how she demands
that's
treat.
Exactly.
After treat.
Go on,
after
Tim.
Treat.
I don't know whether you mute me when I'm not talking.
You're drowned out. If we're talking, the way I don't do a fader or anything. I do with some of the more irritating callers. but the way the system is balanced is if me and Kath are talking, your line instantly dips ever so slightly.
That's like the coffee we had last week.
Yes, exactly.
Catherine, you've definitely topped the gratitude list for today. That is awesome.
Good.
Can you post
it's a good
a
list.
Video of that?
It's a good list.
I have posted a video of that, but I'll send it to you if you like.
You.
There you go, you see. Go on.
And the other thing I was going to say was...
Yeah.
Now, can I do a fourth gratitude?
Yeah.
Well, it's greedy gratitude now. Very
I
greedy
mentioned
gratitude.
Today, yes. And this goes absolutely against the anonymity thing, not on live on air, of course.
Yes.
But I mentioned today that I knew you, Ian, my sponsor.
Oh.
And I didn't know how he'd react. And he said, oh, lovely Ian. Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, so it's someone who knows me.
Clearly not.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Tim, nice to talk to you, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Nice to talk to you soon. I'll see you soon.
See you later on, man. Take care. There
nice
you go.
To kind of meet him.
Yeah, I've mentioned Tim to you a little bit there. He's a nice guy. And I know we're banging on about it a lot, but you know what? It saved my life. I'm diving into the meetings. Ian is tweeting me, do you just do AA or do you do NA as well? I do all of them, man. I'll go to all of them. I've always done, and we'll move on to other stuff in a bit, because I know not everyone digs this, but this is the vibe at the moment. NA was where I got clean, and NA was what I was, Narcotics Anonymous was the place that I went to for most. But a few weeks ago, I got a new sponsor, and he is a recovering drug addict, but he said, go to AA. He said, I can get everything I want from AA, do that. And so I'm doing it, and it's opened up a whole new world to me, a whole new world. First of all, there's more meetings, which makes it easier. But there's a whole new world. I'm looking for a commitment at a meeting. I'm having the time of my life. And it was great because today I was doing this stream and I just felt just this little sinking feeling going down in my chest, and I could feel it, and I thought, right, I'm just going to go back to bed. And then I thought, no, I'm going to do something. This is what I want to try and do now whenever possible. When I am starting to, when I recognise that I'm starting to head downwards, to try and do something to at least slow that down a little bit, if not reverse it. And today it was going to a meeting, and I'm so glad I did, because I met these amazing, amazing people. There we go. Look, people are sending it. Three things you're grateful for. Nelly, I'm grateful for the house I live in. Beautiful. I'm grateful for having such a loving, caring son who is unashamedly sensitive around his new sister. I like this. Nelly's got the new baby.
Yeah.
Get
back to
vibes.
Us in 2 years.
Yeah. And three, I ate three vanilla custard-filled donuts today that were ace, and I didn't feel guilty. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Did we do the quarter past break? See? My brain has been zapped. I've got no idea what's going on. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It really is that freeform. It's a slight local radio. It's a slight local radio Alan Partridge thing. But on the back of the woman eating talcum powder, on the back of me eating chalk, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten. It's a little mid-morning local radio, but we'll have that. And also, I mentioned Malcolm powder. My father was called Malcolm. Those were his ashes. If you've ever accidentally swallowed the ashes of a dead person or a dead animal, 0344 499 1000. Because when you toss the ashes out, everybody seems to encounter, they throw them into a wind, so they blow back.
It's funny the tossing technique.
Yeah.
Because I have been to crematoria where they give you like a sprinkler.
Oh, she did the plural of crematoriums.
Don't you have that? Like when it's on kind of a, it's like a sort of bucket with a hole in it.
Dear Liza.
And you waggle it about on the lawn.
Well, I've never actually scattered ashes. You're supposed to get permission, aren't you, from the place that you do it at? But
well,
I know
people who've put them in chip shops and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, so do you.
Who? Kelly Betts.
There's bits of her gran all over the place.
Kelly Betts put...
I think she went outside the chip shop that she loved.
Hang on a second.
There were bits of her up on, I think, Sharp and O'Clappers. I think some went to Wales.
Hang on a minute.
Places that she liked.
We're gonna find out. Let me give Kelly Betts a phone call. Hang on a second, guys. This is someone we used to work with. That's an abroad phone. Oh, she's abroad.
She'll be in Ibiza, isn't it?
Yeah, having it large. Large.
Either that or someone's nicked a phone and run off with it.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for...
OK, we don't need to hear that. We don't need to hear that. La, la, la. La, la, la. Christmas time. La, 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 la.
Send her a WhatsApp.
A message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, Kelly. This is Ian and Catherine. We're live on Talk Radio. I want to know, is it true you scattered your gran's ashes? Where?
All over the shop. But
in
wasn't
a
there a chip shop?
Did you scatter your gran's ashes... in a chippy. If you could let me know, that'll be wonderful, please. Thank you.
Oh, have a nice holiday.
Oh, yeah, that as well.
Yeah, from what I remember, the family, like, put her in different envelopes and they took her to places separately. And whenever they went somewhere where they thought she'd like it, they left a bit.
Chippy, that's disgusting. 0344 499 1000, the late night alternative, Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10
on Talk Radio.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies and train wrecks like me.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Dion!
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Sorry, Dion, say that again. I didn't have my headphones on.
Sorry, good evening, Ian.
Good evening. You're sounding better.
Yeah, my speech is improving.
Yeah, definitely, man. How are you finding that?
I'm so going like solids again.
Yeah.
But I'm experimenting. I was absolutely stoked.
Oh, mate, that's advanced.
I can't chew, and I haven't really got any taste buds.
Oh, you haven't got any taste buds? So you, even if you sucked on a steak, you wouldn't get the meaty goodness from it?
No, it's just I've got a new tongue, and it's got no taste buds on it.
There's got to be a prison in China somewhere where they can chop off a Chinese murderer's taste buds and sell them to you for £1,000, isn't it?
Yeah, but you might get a taste of something nasty.
That's true. That is very true, actually. You've got to be so careful.
Yeah, a lot of time I'm experimenting on different things. I like spicy food anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sort of over-spicy. I can get a good taste that way.
I tell you what I'm into so much, so much. And I know what will happen. I'll be into it for another 3 weeks and then I won't have them again for a year. Toasted sandwiches. Because I bought a Breville, right?
Yeah.
And I've been making cheese toasty. Fine. That's fine. Then I've been mixing it up by making cheese toasties and putting beans in. You don't have to heat the beans before. Get heated.
Yeah.
Did that. Then I did cheese, beans and ham. The ham was too much. But today, I did some cheese. I cracked an egg in there. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, it feels it, doesn't it?
Yep.
When that was it.
Yeah.
On the halls of my end tonight.
Get a Breville. Get a Breville. Because my boys wanted me to get one. And I was thinking, I really don't, because they have them at home. When I was a kid, a Breville was like 60, 70 quid. £24.99, next day delivery. Yeah.
And you've got a posh one that you can click.
You can click the cooking plates out and you can give them a good old scrub. I don't, obviously. It's like a wok. I don't think you're meant to clean the Breville. The taste builds up over the years. Get a toasty maker.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look on eBay, Amazon. Please.
Oh, don't get a second-hand one.
No, I'm getting a new one. eBay sell brand new stuff as well.
Okay, go. Okay, yeah, don't never buy second-hand cooking utensils because you just don't know. You just don't know.
I'll tell you what I did make yesterday, which I've never eaten before.
Yeah.
I had to make noodles.
Oh, yes.
Pulled them up, put some chili sauce and that with it.
Yeah.
And four fish fingers.
What?
Oh, okay.
I believe that's what they call fusion, isn't it?
It's soft and it's easy to eat.
Here you go, Dion. Let's play a game. Can you tell us three things that you're grateful for today?
Being healthy.
There you go. One. Love it.
I don't like coming around with a bit of a laugh.
There we go.
Okay,
gosh, you do surprise me every now and then with the end of your sentences. Okay, yeah, go on, give us one more.
I'm just looking forward to the future.
There you go. Can't say fair.
And just
that.
Being happy in that.
What a great position to be in. Dion, it's so nice to hear you. I heard you on another radio station over Christmas, and it's good to hear your voice improving after that horrendous operation, mate. But thank you. Izzy says, I'm grateful for having a roof over my head and heating, for the laughter I shared with friends today, and for jam and crumpets I had for lunch.
Crumpets.
I don't really like crumpets.
Oh, I love a crumpet.
They're the ones with holes in, aren't they? There's something about them.
You've got to cook them properly, though. I don't want them, like, soggy.
No, something about it. It's just too springy. It's too springy for me, is the thing. 03444991000. Saw a great sign in... Kelly has replied, my mum sprinkled her mum in a chip shop in Wales.
Boom.
Mainly on the floor. So that did actually... That did actually happen.
I remember this stuff. It's all important.
Yeah, here we go. I saw a great... Oh, Kelly tried to call me back. Hang on. Let's just get her because she tried to call me back and I missed that because I'm professional. Hang on a second. Let's see. What's going on with this? Oh, I've not got my thing up.
Hello.
Hello, Kelly Betts.
Hi.
You're live on a national radio station, so I don't want any of your foul language or your political bias, OK?
Oh, it's intense.
Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in New York.
New York City?
Wow! The whole... You've got to go to the Stardust Diner.
the Stardust Diner. Okay?
Yeah, they sing. They sing to you.
It's just off Times Square.
Yeah, it's off Times Square near Broadway. They sing to you while you're eating. It's the campest, most hilarious thing ever. You'll be so embarrassed.
Sounds good, I'll do it.
Nice one. So, I can't remember why we're talking about ashes. Oh, we're asking if anyone's ever eaten a dead person's...
Well, you eaten chalk and then it went on to ashes.
You've not eaten ashes, have you?
Yeah, I have. By accident.
This is incredible, go on.
when I threw my dead sprinkled nan, I inhaled and then it came all back in my face and in my lungs.
What did she taste like? Love?
Tastes like love, yeah. Love and, like, Nan things.
Nan things. Oh, OK. Kath, come on, sit back up. But your mum sprinkled her ashes in a chippy?
Yeah, in her... She had a favourite chip shop in Wales.
Told you.
My Nana. And then, when she died, my mum was like, that's where she'd really like to go. I'm going to sprinkle her. So they went in. My auntie was talking to the chip shop owner to... disguise the fact that my mum was throwing ashes all over the floor and on the counter.
On the counter!
Should have put some in the salt pot. Then she could have had a taste.
Oh, God. How much of your Nana was in there?
I don't know, because we've all got some of her in a little flower in our house.
Is that a euphemism?
And she wasn't, no, and she wasn't that big.
So just a bit.
Okay. Well, thanks for... this wasn't recent, was it? We've not brought back horrible memories.
No, it was a couple of years ago. Okay. Maybe 6 years ago, yeah.
And the most important thing is it's what she would have wanted.
Exactly. It's exactly what she would have wanted.
Exactly.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for interrupting your holiday in New York City, the home of organised crime. I hope you don't get killed over there. And I look forward to speaking to you in about another 2 or 3 years.
Okay, it was nice to speak to you both.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
What time is it in New York now?
Don't you won't know because you can never work it out when we're booking a guest. It'll be 5:30. You can never work it out whenever you're booking a guest. We're always an hour out when you do it. Right. Oh, I enjoyed that. I've not spoken to Kelly since Dennis's funeral. So that was another funeral. Gosh, we're at that age. 0344 499 1000. We're asking if you've ever had ash in your mouth. The next caller, it's called ash.
What?
This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.